Hello, this is Shane.
Hey, what's going on, Shane? This is Ben with American Ally.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. It looks like you had recently gone on our website and requested some more info on one of our health insurance plans here, and we sent you a quote via email.
Yeah, I remember that.
Did you see the quote we sent you?
I did.
Okay.
I'm still shopping right now, trying to figure out the best options. So.
Okay. Cool. Well, do you kind of know how our plans work at all, Shane, or have you
not really.
Not really. Okay. Well, kind of give you like a high level how they work anyway. So
okay. We
are going to be a full medical insurance, right? So we'll cover everything from preventative visits, you know, we'll give you up to 16 office visits per calendar year, all the things like heart attack, stroke, cancer, hospitalization, surgery, you know, kind of the whole nine yards there, right? Now,
okay. Probably
one of the bigger differences of how our plan works versus a lot of other plans on the market is the fact that the only time you're going to pay a deductible with us is if you stay more than 24 hours in the hospital. Right, so
okay. Even
if you go in the hospital at 10 a.m. but you're out by 8 p.m., you're still not having to pay a deductible, right? It's only if they keep you more than 24 hours that it comes into play here. So you're not paying any kind of crazy deductibles before you start getting things like doctor visits, prescriptions, you know, even outpatient surgery and cancer treatment. There's no deductible that has to be paid here.
Okay.
Now, there are going to be a couple drawbacks to this plan. And the first one's not really going to apply to you. It's just the fact that we don't cover maternity, like pregnancies, delivery of kids, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Now, the second thing is we do cover pre-existing conditions, but we do have a 12-month exclusion on the known pre-existing conditions.
Okay.
Right. So, of course, it's not a thing you don't know about, but, for example, if you went and saw your doctor in the last 12 months and said, hey, I'm having some shoulder pain, and they recommend you have a shoulder surgery, then, of course, we wouldn't just be able to hop on the plan and get the shoulder surgery right away. Now, after the 12 months, you know, of course, we cover that stuff just like normal, too.
Okay.
But normally what we like to do with you, Shane, is we'll actually schedule an appointment with you. I'll typically send out a calendar invite with a Google Meet link, which is kind of like Google's version of Zoom. And then from there, you'd actually be able to click yourself right in the meeting. I'll share my screen with you. Again, kind of show you everything from start to finish. Then we will, you know, talk from there if we need to.
Okay. I got a quick question. There was no way on that form that I saw an option to click. I am on blood pressure medication and cholesterol medication. I didn't have a way of clicking on to click that. So would that be fall under that 12-month thing? I'm sure where I'd have to wait 12 months before it starts covering that stuff. Or
well,
is
let
the
me,
quote going to change, or how's that work?
Yeah, so let me ask you this question. Have you been hospitalized in the last 12 months for your blood pressure or cholesterol?
No.
Okay, cool. It's just controlled with medications from the sounds of it then.
Right. Right.
Okay, cool. Then that's not a problem for us. Normally, that stuff's considered standard. I think it's something like one in three people are on blood pressure medications over the age of 30, something like that.
Right.
So that's not a big deal. Really, what they're looking for is more so like, hey, did you go to the doctor recently and now you know you're needing a huge surgery? Because, of course, the insurance company doesn't want to pay. They don't want to switch off, you know, $300-$500 a month and then immediately be out of pocket, you know, $30,000-$50,000 on something like that.
Yeah, I completely understand that. That's
more so what they're looking at. So, like, blood pressure, cholesterol, though, that stuff's, you know, considered standard to us. There's no, like, they don't even give you a higher price or anything like that for it.
Right. Okay. That was a good question I had. I think I got one more.
Okay.
I don't remember what it was. Give me a second.
Yeah, no worries.
Let's say is there an opt for having a deductible to lower the monthly payment?
Like a higher deductible?
Yeah, like I think you had a zero deductible and then gave me a scenario of what to pay, but is there a deductible that's higher so that the payment per month would be cheaper?
No, so there's not an option like that. Now, there are a couple other things we can do. Let me ask you this. Is there like a budget in mind you're trying to stay inside of?
Well, obviously, I'm self-employed, so my income, there's some months I'm on top of the wave, man, surfing and cruising great.
Hey,
and then
I know
some
that
months where I'm like, okay, I'm glad I saved some money because I'm in trouble for a month or two.
Yeah,
and,
I know that exactly.
You know, like
too.
Last year, I made really, really good money, close to six figures after all expenses. And I know a lot of people, where I'm from, that's great money because average income down here.
No, that's great money in
this
general,
year,
yeah.
We didn't sell anything. I'm a cabinet shop owner. We didn't sell anything for the first 6.5 months of this year. And now it's kicking back in. So luckily I had savings. And, you know, that's how self-employment works sometimes. Sometimes you're rolling good and for 5 years and then all of a sudden for 6-8 months you don't have anything going on. So
it's
just, it's a roller coaster. And I like to keep
all my, I've Dave Ramsey'd myself pretty much out of debt. I don't know if you've ever heard of Dave Ramsey.
Yeah. No, I follow a lot of his
but
stuff
I've,
too.
I've used a lot of his principles, got myself out of debt. So I try to keep everything I got so that I can remain self-employed and not have to go back and get a regular job. I try to keep everything down as low as possible. Very
okay.
simple way of living type of thing.
Well, there's a couple things we'd be able to do as far as like changing some of the stuff. Like we have our option between up to a quarter million or $500,000 or $1 million per calendar year in coverage. So right now you're quoted at the $500,000, and it would probably, with your age, you'd probably save about $30-$40 a month if we went down to the $250,000 in coverage per calendar year.
Okay.
So that might save you a little bit of money there too.
Okay.
But let's do this.
Every little bit helps.
Yeah. No, we can definitely take a look at doing that too. Like I said, it'll save you like $30-$40. So if we're quoting you $365, let's say it's on a low end, it's going to save you $30. Let's say it's $335.
Okay.
Maybe $325, just depending on what it looks like when we actually run your stuff and it, like run all your information through. But let's do this. I'm looking at my calendar right now, and you're in Kentucky, so you guys are on Central Time too, right?
It's funny. Right here where I live, right the shop that I have, it's in Central Time. I live in Central Time, but 5 minutes up the road is Eastern Time.
Okay.
So if you hear
right
me say slow time or fast time, it's kind of what we're
okay,
talking about.
Okay, slow time is where I'm from the South, so I'm in Dallas. So slow time to me is regular time. That's Central Time.
Yeah, Central.
Let's do this. I've got an opening. I'm booked through today, but I've got an opening tomorrow at 10:30 a.m.
Okay.
Or we could do something tomorrow at 2:30 p.m.
Let me think. I've got two installs to do out in the field tomorrow, so I'm trying to think. For me to do a Zoom or whatever it is type meeting, I don't know if I'm going to be in the field working. Wednesday,
let's do this then. Let's look at Wednesday.
Yeah.
Let's look at Wednesday then. On Wednesday, I could do something as early as 10 a.m. or I could do a 2 p.m.
Let's do a 10 a.m. Wednesday.
10 a.m. Wednesday? Okay, cool.
Uh-huh.
Then let me do this. I'll go ahead and shoot out a calendar invite to the shnpatterson74@gmail.com.
Okay.
And then from there, like I said, you'll just be able to click yourself right in the meeting. I'll share my screen with you, kind of go everything from start to finish. And then, you know, we will talk next steps from there if we need to.
Okay. Sounds good.
Cool. I'll talk to you on Wednesday at 10 a.m.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, man.
Thanks, Shane. Bye. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.